We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we'll go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
It certainly is, and we are in our studios on 617 Seymour, actually, if you ever want to come down and see this sausage made. I am Chris Holman, and you are listening to the Michigan Business Beat, and we are going to go across town right now and talk with Mike Seeling. He is the Vice President of Business Development, Accident Fund Insurance Company of America, one of those companies that has really, really had very nice, almost exponential, but very steady growth and become a wonderful company and a wonderful corporate neighbor for the greater Lansing area. And Mike, it's good to have you on. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, it's good to have you here. And, you know, a couple of things that I guess we just want to kind of highlight. One is small business, because we speak to small business. Probably 85% of our audience or above is small business. How important is small business to the Accident Fund's portfolio?
Well, Chris, it's extremely important. And I guess I should first probably define, at least in terms of Accident Fund's perspective, small business. So for us, when we talk about small business across the country, and specifically here in Michigan, we're talking about policies whose premium is under $25,000 in size. And so when we take a look across the country, but again, more importantly, here in Michigan, small business accounts for almost 90% of our policies. Because they're small, they represent about a third of our total premium. But again, on a policy count basis, it's about 90% of our in-force policy count. And when I take a look around, it has some interesting statistics. First of all, it's about 80% of our opportunities on an annual basis, meaning as agents submit business for us to insure, small business represents over 80% of those submissions. It's usually more profitable than larger business, and they're quite a bit more loyal in that our retention of small business is higher. So here in Michigan and across the country, small business is extremely important to Accident Fund.
You know, it's kind of interesting, really reflective of small businesses' state in the community of Michigan. And, you know, when you look at it, they employ like 54-55% of the workforce, but they are 92% of the businesses. So it's a very similar circumstance. So so the Accident Fund, how large a player in the workers' comp market here in Michigan are you?
Yep. So actually, we just had some 2016 results come out on the marketplace. Countrywide, we're the number 14 writer of work comp. But more importantly, here in Michigan, we are the number one writer of work comp. And we have a little over 19% of the market share, which is larger than the next three carriers combined.
Wow.
So we're a significant player here in Michigan.
No, you really are. And, you know, significant nationally, and I remember when you just started growing into that national market, and it has really done incredibly well by you. So tell me a little bit about small business owners. How do they go about securing insurance, and specifically workman's comp insurance here in Michigan?
Yeah, so for Accident Fund, all of our business comes to us directly through the independent agent, whether it's in here in Michigan or in the many states that we do business in across the country. So it all starts with the independent agent, and so small business owners have options. So they can reach out to friends of theirs that are in the business of insurance as an agent, or certainly they can talk to a number of, business acquaintances or the local chamber to get a reference or a resource in terms of an agent that can quote their business. And then it's just a matter of reaching out to that agent and potentially a couple of different agents, because they certainly want to make sure that, they're able to do business together. They like one another's, background and get along well. But certainly it all starts there with sharing information with that agent about their business. And then that agent, in turn, will help provide them with direction on just what all lines of business that they need insurance on. and then go about seeking the various quotes from insurance companies that can provide that coverage.
Well, and that's important stuff, because that's a lot of the things that that small business owner needs to consider. And when you see small business people out there, and you see them on your customer list, you also realize they're not big corporations that have departments of. A lot of times it's the owner who's not only taking care of their workman's comp and HR issues, but also sweeping the floor and closing up at 9 o'clock at night, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. We talk about them wearing many hats, and small businesses, they can't afford to have IT departments and legal departments and HR departments. So usually you have, one or two or a very small cohort of people within the organization wearing multiple hats, like you said, anywhere from turning on the lights in the morning to taking out the trash at night and everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listen, there are a lot of challenges facing small business owners today. Are there resources available to help answer questions?
Yeah, I've often talked to small business owners as well as agents, and there are a number of resources available. Obviously, part of the job of an independent agent is to not only be that resource for their insurance needs, but even if they don't have the ability and resources to do it themselves, the agents have many resources at their fingertips. They can refer them, to folks that can offer legal or HR advice. Maybe there's, a local IT shop that can help with some of the back-end IT resources that are needed. Of course, the folks down the road over at SBAM, or the Small Business Association of Michigan, they have a number of resources available to the small business owner. Again, whether it's IT, HR, financial resources, as well as their local chambers of commerce and, friends and colleagues and competitors in the marketplace, all have resources available to that small business owner.
Well, I hate to blow my own horn, but if you go back in the history books, you'll find out that I orchestrated that relationship with not only the Chamber, but the Small Business Association of Michigan, because you are such a fine corporation. Mike Selling, our VP of Business Development over at the Accident Fund Insurance Company of America. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.